I am Plato on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. One of the season's major releases is the new book from the journalist and author Peter C. Newman. It is called When the Gods Change, The Death of Liberal Canada. The book, which has already inspired much discussion in the country's political circles, chronicles what Mr. Newman argues is the demise of the Liberal Party of Canada. He had set out to write a book documenting the ascent of Michael Ignatieff from academia abroad to the premiership. However, that book's focus shifted, what with the party's fortunes and the results of last May's election. Still, the book is a very fine read in that style that Canadians have come to expect in the over 50-year career of Peter C. Newman. The book is part a look at how the party came to be where it is today, part a narrative of Ignatieff's life and career, plus the short foray into politics as well. We're reminded of what the Liberal Party once was, what it accomplished in all those years that it dominated this country. The Grits were in power for 7 of the last 10 decades. Peter C. Newman is a legendary journalist who's written over 30 books, 25 of which have sold over 2.5 million copies. He's won every major prize, and he was the editor of the Toronto Star and Maclean's. The book is published by Random House. Please welcome back to the Plato Online program, Peter Newman. Good morning, Mr. Newman.
Hi, how are you doing?
Pretty good, yourself?
Well, very good. I'm just been across the country, and the book is getting very good reception, so I'm happy.
Yeah, did you know that when writing this that you were going to start this debate about the future of the Liberal Party?
Yeah, well, you know, I think the Liberals are in deep doo-doo, and they're not going to get out of it.
Now, there was a poll this week about that had the Liberals in a better position than an improved position, I should say. And Mr. Ray, the interim leader, scoffed at the premise of the book, saying that you should be writing one every couple of weeks. Is that poll, is that just an aberration, do you think?
Yes, I do. There were lots of polls, you may recall, that Ignatieff was going to beat Harper, and that went on and on, until the real poll came along, which, of course, was the election. And he didn't even get half the votes that Stéphane Dion got.
Now, the book that you intended to write was a book on Ignatieff to chronicle his ascendancy to 24 Sussex. What changed there? Were your instincts off, do you think?
Well, I was on the bus, you know, his bus tour, and he thought he was getting a great reception, and he was. Every night he'd get lots of applause, and people liked his speeches, and he thought, hey, this is going to be, I'm going to be the leader. What I didn't realize, and no other journalist realized, is that he was preaching to the converted. All the people that came out to see him were liberals, and he didn't realize it either, of course, because he hadn't come off through the party. He didn't know anybody in the party because he'd been away. So it was kind of a big misunderstanding that he misinterpreted as support, and all it was liberals talking to each other.
So in terms of who should be the next Liberal leader, what should Liberals look for? Should they look for someone that's been in the trenches a long time, or I guess picking someone out of academia like they did with Ignatieff, someone with a great resume?
Well, this is 5 years ago. There was no natural leader. There were some very good candidates, I thought, but none of them stood out. Yes, they would make good ministers in a government, but they weren't leadership quality. And here was this guy who had a dream CV, and he'd really done a lot. And now what people didn't realize is that he's a sort of prototype intellectual. He spent his whole life seeking truth about situations and writing about it. And politicians, as you well know, don't seek truth. They seek power. And that's very different. And when he got to be in a position where he had to pursue power, he flubbed it because, he kept contradicting himself, and he never really came out with any strong policies. But most important of all, he didn't connect with the average Canadian. He just didn't. And you look back at the elections, he lost four elections. Well, I'm not sorry. The Liberals lost four elections, and each time they went down about 30 seats, including his. You know, when he went down from 77 seats that Dion had to 34 now, and you can't keep doing that. If that happens one more time, they're going to end up with five seats.
Yeah.
Four seats, and then have a game of bridge. You know, it's just too strong a trend, and they have no power base. You know, they used to have Quebec, and then they had Toronto, and then they had Ontario, and the Maritimes. That's all wiped up.
Now, you were with him on election night. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Did he expect to lose his own seat that night?
No, I didn't. Which is why I was going to write a book about Ignatieff, and I had to rewrite it in the summer, and it's just out, and it's what really happened behind the scenes that forced him out, and I believe the Liberal Party is in a death spiral.
Yeah. Have you spoken to him since the election?
No, we've had communications, but I haven't spoken to him because I've been traveling all the time.
Yeah. Now, do you think he regrets going into politics?
Say again?
Do you think Michael Ignatieff regrets going into politics?
No. He was not meant to go into politics, and he'll never go into politics again. You know, from the outside, it looks so simple. If you are revered for your ideas, it seems that you can just become the head of a party and win. And at that time, actually, Mr. Harper looked fairly vulnerable because he was making a lot of political mistakes, tactical mistakes. Well, he doesn't do that anymore, and I don't think he's very vulnerable.
Now, had the party chosen different leaders in 06 and in 08, do you think it would have improved the party's fortunes? Do you think they'd be in a better state today than they are now?
Yes, but not much. You know, I think if there was an election today, it'd be pretty well the same result.
Yeah. Is there anything that they can do, do you think, to improve their lot?
Well, look, as you well know, politics is unpredictable. Anything can happen. I mean, look at the NDP. None of us predicted that. But the Liberals have the unique problem of being a third party. You know, people give money to the government party and they give money to the opposition party in the hope that they will become the government and then do something for them. But the third party has no leverage, has no reason. There's no reason to support a third party morally or physically or financially. So people stay away, and that's their big problem.
One of the things you talk about in this book is the arrogance and hubris that's, I guess, pervasive.
Yes.
In the Liberal Party. Is that still there?
Well, good question. I can't imagine that it's still there after the shellacking they got, but it probably is because, you know, that's a human trait, and that certainly symbolizes the Liberal approach, that they're the natural government, and they're going to stay the natural government. Well, they're not, and we now have a new natural government, and who knows, you know, it will take a long time to dislodge Mr. Harper, I believe.
How much blame do you set for where the Liberal Party is today at the feet of people like Michael Ignatieff, Stéphane Dion, Paul Martin even?
Well, I regard Mark Ignatieff as kind of a catalyst to the end of the party in that he, really wasn't political enough. And I describe it in my book as being like the iceberg that sank the Titanic. You know, he was the cause of it, but it wasn't really his conscious doing. He just happened to be there when it went out of power. I don't think there was any way to save it. It was too long. They took the power for granted for too long.
How much of where the Liberal Party is today can be blamed on Stephen Harper? Did he go out and consciously try to kill it himself?
Well, Mr. Harper's unpredictable too, you know, when you think of some of the things he's done and backtracked on. I think his office is operating better now than it used to, but he's only safe for 5 years. After that, it's still anybody's game, but I don't think the Liberals will be up to it.
And do you think the NDP's up to it?
Well, good question. A lot will depend who they choose as a leader, and they have some good people running. But they have a problem is that most of their MPs are from Quebec, which doesn't have that many party members. It has members of parliament, but not party members. That was really a fluke that they got elected.
Do you think Bob Rae can do anything to improve the party's fortunes?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that. We're in a period of accelerated history and a period of when anything can happen, and it's really difficult to talk about the future, except about the Liberal Party, which has so many strikes against it that I can't see them survive.
Even if they get someone like Justin Trudeau?
Well, Justin's very clever. You know, he's certainly an interesting and exciting presence, but he's clever in that he knows he's not ready. And he may be one day, and if he is, he'd be a pretty formidable force, because I've seen him, I've seen the kind of crowds he attracts, and there's no other Liberal that has that charisma.
Now, part of the book is the history of the Liberal Party. Part of it is why they're where they are now, and then another part is this chronicle of Ignatieff's foray into politics. You spent a lot of time with him. What's he like in person? Is this idea that he's a dilettante or this aristocrat that came in, and well, was that founded?
Well, I don't know. When you ask what's he like as a person, my answer is I don't know. I spend a lot of time with him. I like him. I admire him. But what he's all about, I have no idea, because he hides it very well. And, you know, that's not good for a leader to be suspicious and surrupt, you know, so difficult to read. Well, most people want to know what is this person like. And it's very, very difficult to find out. And I found out a lot, but not everything.
Well, what do you think he wanted from you in terms of why he gave you so much access? I mean, he must have known your history as a writer and the sort. He must have wanted something in exchange for the access that he gave you.
Well, actually, I found out because he told somebody. Somebody asked him why he chose me, and he said, because I admire some of the books that Newman has done, and I'm ready to, talk to him openly, and he did. I'm just saying that there are sides of him that will always remain closed to outsiders, and, he has right to privacy. I'm not challenging it. I'm just saying he's a difficult guy to read.
What sort of prime minister do you think he could have been?
I don't know that he has enough strength. You know, you need to be a strong man, and Trudeau was certainly strong, and that was his main quality. But I don't think Ignatieff has that kind of will. I think he's more of a compromiser, which is not what we need at the top of the government.
Now, you mentioned off the top, you know, this is what the book's about, that the Liberal Party's in deep doo-doo. There is, though, a need for the sort of centrist party in our system, isn't there?
Yes, that's right. And it's a system that's good, you know. I don't want to, you have to appreciate democracy. And what worries me about the most about the Canadian situation is that the votes are so low that people have opted out of democracy. You know, that's a really basic not just problem. That's a deep, deep wound. I think I think people aren't interested enough to vote. That's a very bad sign.
You mentioned that this is an accelerated period of history in the over 50 years that you've been covering politics in this country. Did you ever think that we would be where we are today?
No, I didn't. And I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go. I've got somebody here. But no, I never thought that.
Peter Newman, it's been good to talk again. Thanks for this.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
The book is called When the Gods Change, The Death of Liberal Candidates, published by Random House. Peter C. Newman on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plunton.